It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to a little village of Fuman, which is right outside of Verona, Italy. And this wine that we're going to taste today is a rather unusual method of vinification, and I'll describe it for you. You use two types of grapes there, the Corvina and the Rodinella grape, both native to Italy and not found a whole lot of other places. But what they'll do in this case is in September, when they harvest the grapes, they take a certain percentage of the grapes and vinify them in the usual way. They crush them and start the fermentation. But then they take a bunch of the grapes and put them into a drying room. They lay them out on mats and let them dry very slowly, a lot like Amarone is made, if people are familiar with that. And so over the course of several months, those grapes become raisinized, for lack of a better word. And then usually around January of the year after harvest, they take those raisins and crush those and get the juice out of that. And then add it to the fresh wine juice and starts a second fermentation. So you get a rich, complex wine that has a lot of layers of depth from the drying of the grapes, and yet the bright freshness from the regularly vinified grapes. Very interesting process. And so anyway, we have opened up some of this and getting ready to try it. First thing, it's a beautiful garnet color. You can tell it's concentrated. You can barely see through the glass here. It's pretty opaque. But boy, the nose, it's bright, fresh fruit that's coming from that young wine. Lots of like floral, violet, the kind of nose here. But at the same time, there's a richness that's underlying. That's obviously from the dried grapes. Just sipping a little bit here. Right away, I get big, gorgeous fruit up front, but bright and fresh tasting. And immediately as it goes into the more back into the tongue, I'm getting a richer, deeper, more complex wine. Lots of forest, floor, earthy kind of notes, but all of the ripe, raisiny kind of flavors, but all the time balanced with the freshness of that young wine. Nice finish, just velvety tannin, not too acidic, but overall just a lovely, lovely balanced wine. Unusual, very complex. It's rich, it's great. On one side, and yet bright and fresh on the other side. Pretty exciting. And this is the 2012, so it's at a couple of years of age, and I think it's drinking just fine right now. I would have this with grilled lamb, maybe rosemary potatoes on the side, something rich and flavorful and herbaceous. This is the Palazzo della Torre Allegrini wine.